news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
And then there were three. Well, technically four, because Tulsi Gabbard is still in the race, but there really are three. And maybe two. Billionaire former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg on Wednesday suspended his presidential campaign and endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden. Bloomberg spent $500 million, but lost decisively on Super Tuesday. In a surprise surge that instantly established him as, well, co-frontrunner with Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden won 10 of the 14 Super Tuesday primaries, bolstered by late endorsements from two other moderates, Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, after they dropped out of the race. Now that Biden is again viable, Senate Republicans are sharpening their investigations involving the former vice president, his son Hunter Biden, and Burisma, the Ukrainian energy company on whose board Hunter Biden served. Committee members have gotten access to classified documents and may subpoena a former Burisma consultant. Welcome to the 2020 version of Hillary's emails. The Washington Post is reporting that top surrogates and allies of Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are discussing ways for their two camps to unite and push a common liberal agenda, with the expectation that Warren is likely to leave the presidential campaign soon. This according to two people familiar with the talks. Stay tuned. The House on Wednesday approved spending $8.3 billion to fight the coronavirus outbreak shortly after bipartisan House and Senate negotiators reached an agreement on the emergency spending package. The House passed the bill 415-2, the two no votes being Republicans Biggs and Buck, whoever they are. It now goes to the Senate before reaching Trump's desk for his signature. The U.S. has confirmed 150 COVID-19 infections caused by the virus across 16 states, with 11 deaths. Meanwhile, the president continues his irresponsibility tour, going on TV Tuesday night with Sean Hannity to dismiss the latest numbers offered by the World Health Organization and saying those infected can still go to work.
Report today, the global death rate at 3.4%, and a report that the Olympics could be delayed. Your reaction to that?
Well, I think the 3.4% is really a false number. Now, this is just my hunch. But based on a lot of conversations with a lot of people that do this, because a lot of people will have this and it's very mild. They'll get better very rapidly. They don't even see a doctor. They don't even call a doctor. You never hear about those people. So you can't put them down in the category of the overall population in terms of this corona flu or virus. So you just can't do that. So if, you know, we have thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that get better just by, you know, sitting around and even going to work. Some of them go to work, but they get better.
He needs to just shut up. Wall Street's wild ride continues. U.S. stocks soared on Wednesday after former Vice President Joe Biden won on Super Tuesday. Investors consider Biden more pro-business. He is. No shocker here, but healthcare stocks led the gains, rebounding from losses caused by anxiety about what Sanders' Medicare for All plan would mean for the industry. United Healthcare jumped by 10%. The Dow Jones closed up nearly 1,200 points, while the S&P 500 gained 4.2% and the NASDAQ rose by 3.8%. The gains lifted the three main indexes out of correction territory. However, Dow futures dropped sharply ahead of Thursday's opening bell. The Supreme Court on Wednesday heard the first major abortion case brought before its new conservative majority. The case concerns a controversial Louisiana abortion access law that critics say would leave just one doctor in the state to perform the procedure. A similar law in Texas was struck down 4 years ago by the Supreme Court. But with the new makeup of the court, this law could be upheld. The court did appear divided after hours of oral arguments, with some saying Chief Justice John Roberts showing he may be the crack in the right-wing armor. But while justices heard arguments about the case, a rally of abortion rights supporters was taking place outside the court, where Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had a few choice words to share.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
Chief Justice John Roberts said, quote, threatening statements of this sort from the highest levels of government are not only inappropriate, they are dangerous. All members of the court will continue to do their job without fear or favor from whatever quarter, end quote. I'm wondering where the Chief Justice rebuke has been for the president, who has consistently criticized and even threatened judges from the Oval Office.
Somebody said I should not criticize judges. Okay, I'll criticize judges.
But I have a judge who is a hater of Donald Trump, a hater. He's a hater. His name is Gonzalo Curiel, and he is not doing the right thing.
Judge has been very unfair, has not done a good job. He's been a very bad judge. He's been very unfair. And I will win the Trump University case. I already am, as far as I'm concerned. But I will win the Trump University case. This is because I don't care. Because you know what? Why antagonist? Because I don't care. I have a judge who's very, very unfair.
But I will say this. I think Judge Curiel should be ashamed of himself. I think it's a disgrace that he's doing this. And I look forward to going before a jury, not this judge. A jury, and we will win that trial. We will win that trial. Check it out. Moments ago, I learned that a district judge in Hawaii, part of the much overturned Ninth Circuit Court, were in front of a very hostile judge. The judge was appointed by Barack Obama, federal judge. I mean, frankly, he should recuse himself because he's given us ruling after ruling after ruling, negative, negative, negative.
And on Thursday morning, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will address it on the Senate floor during his opening remarks. From his prepared comments, he'll say, quote,
the minority leader of the United States threatened two associate justices of the U.S. Supreme Court, period.
Again, have you met Donald Trump? Just asking. Now, Schumer's office said Wednesday evening that the remarks were, quote, a reference to the political price Senate Republicans will pay for putting these justices on the court, and a warning that the justices will unleash a major grassroots movement on the issue of reproductive rights against the decision. All righty then. And finally, from the creeping authoritarian files, CNN is reporting that new questions on hiring questionnaires for would-be political appointments to government agencies now contain more explicit tests of loyalty for applicants, including a question asking job seekers to explain what part of Trump's campaign message, quote, most appealed to them. Seriously, the changes were put out by ex-Trump body man John McEntee, chosen by Trump as the new head of the Presidential Personnel Office, as part of McEntee's program to re-vet administration appointees, weeding out the ones seen as insufficiently loyal to Trump and replacing them with more reliable acolytes. Other questions ask applicants to list the thinkers and books that have influenced them and which, quote, political commentator is closest to their own views. I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I cannot do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.